September 29th, 2006. Michael Mansour, a United States Navy SEAL, made the ultimate sacrifice for his country. As his team fought, an Iraqi insurgent threw a live grenade off Mansour's chest before it landed near his teammates. Instead of saving his own life, he smothered the grenade and absorbed the fatal blow. On that day, Michael Mansour demonstrated the core values that have made America the greatest country the world has ever known. Courage, self-sacrifice, and an unquenchable belief in freedom for all. Stories of brave and self-sacrificial Americans like this are woven throughout our history like a beautiful tapestry. From the Pilgrim's quest for freedom, to opposing tyranny in the Second World War, to confronting racial inequality at home, self-sacrifice, courage, and freedom beautifully color our nation's history. In wars, seismic cultural shifts, and dismal political times, our core values are the anchor points we must hold steadfastly. Step back with me, and let us gaze as this tapestry unfolds to reveal these great, enduring values. September 16th, 1620. Over 100 courageous men and women boarded the Mayflower on a journey to the New World. No longer would they allow the state to regulate their worship. 66 days later, the pilgrims landed where, after over a century of trials, the land of the free would gain independence. A brutal first winter claimed 45 lives and left the rest miserable. Without their perseverance, their self-sacrifice, and unyielding determination to establish a free society, you and I would not be living in this great land of the free and home of the brave. June 6th, 1944. Technician 5th grade John Pinder became one of at least 2,500 Americans who lost their lives on D-Day. Pinder carried a vital radio for the Allies' communication, but was pinned by enemy fire as he struggled through the waist-deep water. Pinder was hit, but pressed on with his mission. He delivered the radio before he was again hit. Technician Pinder charged under fire two more times to retrieve equipment before a third bullet took the undaunted soldier's life. I cannot imagine the courage it took to run through the excruciating pain and the trauma of seeing his fellow Americans lose their lives. This is but one example of the courage that sustains the hard-fought values and freedoms we enjoy. Think also of the first responders who charge toward a shooter as the masses flee, or the police officers who leave their families every day without knowing the dangers they may face. August 28th, 1963. We can hear Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. delivering his brilliant "I Have a Dream" speech. He urged the crowd to relentlessly push toward a future in which freedom was enjoyed by every man, woman, and child, and we could all truly exclaim, "Free at last! Free at last! Thank God Almighty, we are free at last!" Today, I have hope for our future. I know that whatever trials America faces today can be overcome if we embrace the core values that brought us here. Although most of us will not give our lives, as Officer Michael Mansour, Technician John Pinder, and countless other heroes have done, we each have a role to play in preserving this nation's values. I commit to doing everything possible to preserve the heritage of the nation I am honored to call home. Our freedom was bought at such a great price. I refuse to idly sit by and allow it and other core American values to become history. I will do everything with excellence, put others before myself, speak out in defense of freedom, and live as a patriot. My hope for America's future is in the individual actions, large and small, of those who still believe that courage, self-sacrifice, and freedom for all are worth it. fighting for.